The gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that not one jot or tittle shall be lost from the law till all things have been accomplished. So there are a couple of points we need to recognize in there. First of all, again, these things are all part of the Word of God. Because they are the Word of God, they are absolute truth. And because they are absolute truth, they will be fulfilled exactly as it says. And nothing can pass away because it is the Word of God. It is therefore eternal. It is the truth, and it doesn't change. Now, on top of that, our Lord says, however, that whoever does away with one of these least commandments and so teaches men shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever carries them out and teaches them to others will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. And so we ask ourselves, what exactly does that imply? Because St. Paul, remember, teaches us that if perfection were possible through the law, we wouldn't have needed a new covenant. So the law by itself cannot make anybody perfect. But at the same time, Jesus tells us that we have to follow all of these laws. And not only that, but it's He Himself who told us that we have to be perfect, as our Heavenly Father is perfect. So how do we put all this together? That's really rather simple. Ask yourself, God being absolute perfection, what does that mean? Does that mean God just sits there and follows the laws? No. Look at how the laws came to be. They were put into place because of the disobedience of the people. Because the people violated their relationship with God, and every time they did, there were new laws that got slapped on them. Just like you might do with your teenage kid who's being rebellious. They know what the laws are, they know what the rules are, but if they want to break them, you're going to put some more rules on, you're going to tighten things up a little bit. Not because you're asking anything different from what was expected before, but because they didn't want to do it, so now you had to specify it. So if we ask, how is God perfect? God is love. Perfect love is going to be what we have to be about. If we are truly loving God and loving neighbor, then we're going to fulfill the law. We're going to fulfill all the law. Not because we're looking at all the little laws and saying, am I doing it perfectly? But because the entire law is summarized in the 2 points of love God and love neighbor. And if we're truly loving God and loving neighbor, we're fulfilling the law. Every jot and every tittle of the law will be fulfilled. Now we have quite an ability, put it that way, to rationalize our way around things, to justify why it's not necessary for me to do this or that, or I don't really have to love this person because that's not what I see anywhere. He said, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you. So there is no, it's okay for me because. Neither is it okay for us to be able to say, well, I can pick and choose which laws I want. We again do quite a fine job of that. I like this part of the Bible, but I don't like that part. So I'll just ignore that because it's okay. After all, God knows what's in my heart, and 9 out of 10's pretty good anyway, isn't it? Well, it's better than 8 out of 10 or 7 out of 10, but it's not what the Lord is looking for. He told us to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. That means to love with our whole heart and soul and strength. That's the perfection of God. Not just externally following all of these things, but from the heart to be able to love. And if we do that, then we're going to follow everything. Because we want only the best. The law reflects the perfection of God. It is what's the best. Therefore, if we're truly doing the best, we're going to reflect the law of God as well, because we're participating in the love of God. So that's the challenge put before us. How do we do this? It's really relatively simple. Just become who God made you to be. That has to come from the inside, not from the outside. That is about charity, and that can only come through that relationship with the Lord. So that's what we have to be about. Again, who's the one who's greatest in the kingdom of heaven? The one who loves the most. Just that simple. Who's the one who's least in the kingdom of heaven? The one who loves the least. So, if we're going to love the most, then we're going to live according to what God has taught, and we're going to teach it to others by our words and by our actions. Not because we're being rigid and following all these little dictates, but in fact because we have the freedom of the children of God, the freedom to do what we were created to do, the freedom to be who we were created to be. Not licensed to go off and do my own thing, because that violates our dignity, but the freedom to live according to our dignity, the freedom to love as we were created to love. That's what it means to be children of our Heavenly Father. That's what it means to be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect.